This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The North Carolina Supreme Court elections are supposed to be above partisan politics, but since 2012, attack ads and funding from outside the state of North Carolina have created a new culture. There are now four state Supreme Court seats on the November ballot. WUNC's Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has been keeping an eye on the races and is here with an update. Welcome back, Jorge.
Hello, Frank.
What's different about this? The way we're funding these races is one of the differences now in these in the Supreme Court elections, right?
It is. This is the first year that we have these judicial races since the elimination of public financing for this. We had for a period for about 10 years in which people could check off a box in their tax filing saying, I want to give some money towards these races so they could be publicly funded. The General Assembly eliminated that last year. There were actually some judges, at least one of whom is running for the Supreme Court right now, who wanted to keep that. They asked the General Assembly, like, can you please keep this? But it was eliminated. So this time around, what you've got is these people who are running for justice or for the Court of Appeals or other courts who are spending more time than they used to making phone calls asking people for money for their campaigns.
Yeah, I mean, now if you want money to run your race, you have to go to special interests. You have no public pot of money to go to.
Well, in general, I mean, if you look at the filings, most of the people who are donating to these races are not your average people, like a school teacher or an engineer. They are attorneys. In general, they're lawyer groups, and they're people who, in some instances in the future, they might have an interest that'll come up before the court.
So let's look at the races that we should be keeping an eye on here in North Carolina.
Well, of those four races, the very clearly the most high profile one is the one for the Chief Justice, and that's because the former Chief Justice Sarah Parker, she retired over the summer. She reached her age limit, which is 72 for the court, and Governor Pat McCrory appointed the next senior most ranking member in the court. His name is Mark Martin, and these races are, as you said, I mean, on paper, they are nonpartisan, and they've been that way for a long time. But really, off the record, generally, there's a party who endorses a particular candidate. So the governor, who is a Republican governor, he appointed Justice Martin, who has for a long time had connections with the Republican Party.
And who is Justice Martin's challenger?
He is running against another Republican. This is Judge Ola Lewis, and she is a Superior Court judge. She's out of Brunswick County, so she's in the Wilmington area. And the difference here is that Judge Lewis, relatively speaking, is sort of an outsider. She actually used to be affiliated with the Democratic Party, but about a dozen or so years ago, she changed affiliations with the Republican Party. So she has ties with the party, but just not as longstanding as Justice Martin does.
Now, as you say, these are nominally nonpartisan races, but partisan politics has played an important part in judicial races, and there has been some outside money in previous races for various levels of court. It's mattered to the parties. And so it's interesting that essentially two Republicans are running for this very important seat. Do the Democrats not have a candidate or not feel it's important to run one? Do we know why?
I can't say for sure why that's the case. But to pick up on what you were saying about outside spending, what we started seeing a couple of years ago, well, literally 2 years ago, was there was a race. Justice Paul Newby was running against an appeals court judge Sam Ervin, and there was a lot of money that came from outside organizations that attacked Judge Ervin. And Justice Newby wound up winning that race. Similarly, this spring for a primary race for the Supreme Court, and I'd like to emphasize this is a primary race. Outside groups spent roughly $900,000 on an ad attacking Justice Robin Hudson, who's running against Judge Eric Levinson, who's a Superior Court judge in the Mecklenburg area. And $900,000 in this race is a lot of money. I mean, just to put it in perspective a little bit, right now the receipt, if you look at the filings, the receipts that all these justices have, the person who's raised the most is, you know, might be somewhere in the $400,000 range. So $900,000 for a primary is a lot of money. And these are ads that are fairly negative, and they change the tone of what is generally supposed to believe, like very civil races that are not the same way that you would see General Assembly races or Senate races or executive governor's races. And this ad in particular was an ad that zeroed in on one decision that Justice Hudson made. It was related to sex offenders. Her minority opinion was not directly related to that, but it was an ad that basically calling her not tough enough on sexual predators, not tough enough on crime. So the tone of those outside ads are starkly different than what the justices themselves are talking like.
A lot of money. These races matter. Justice Hudson survived the primary and is running in a race against Eric Levinson. Let's talk about, you mentioned Sam Ervin. He was defeated in his last go around. He's running again. Tell us about that race.
So this time around, he is running against now Justice Bob Hunter. I say now Justice Bob Hunter because he was just appointed just a few weeks ago to this vacancy that was created. He also came from the Court of Appeals. So both of them come from the Court of Appeals. To give you a perspective of how civil this race is, there was a forum last week that was hosted by the Federalist Society, which is a group of attorneys. And in this forum, the moderator asked Justice Hunter, why are you more qualified than Judge Ervin? And he said, well, really, we're both really well qualified for this job. It's just that I'm older. Like I just have 10 more years of experience than he does. But he would be great for the job, too.
Well, all right. We will keep an eye on these races. No race is unimportant in November. Jorge, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Frank.
WNC Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia. You can find, by the way, a 2014 Judicial Elections Guide at our website, stateofthings.org.